Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Back is 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. And I think you're going to be, hope you're going to be glad you hung out with me, because I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that that have gone on this week, some of the issues that are happening out there in the marketplace. As you know, since I've been doing my show, part of what we've been doing, part of our programming, has been to cover public policy issues that affect small businesses. Because I believe that you and I, small business owners, you and I have to be more involved. We have to be more vocal and more present at the table where these debates are happening. Because if we don't, otherwise we wind up getting the hindmost. And so if the people who are passing laws and making laws and promulgating regulations and laws which are being done in Washington D.C. if those people don't hear from us, if they don't know what we want, then they have every right to presume that you and I don't care. And that's what's wrong with part of what's wrong with America today is we've got too many things that are being done, too many rules that are being made, laws that are being passed and enforced that don't take small business owners into consideration enough. And my friends, it is no one's fault but yours and mine. Think about it. You know about the squeaky wheel rule. You know about all that. The only reason why these people pass laws and regulations and do the things that they do that potentially or actually hurt us is because no one reminded them about, or not enough people reminded them about, how much that could hurt small business owners and small businesses. And so we have to do that. We're not organized as much as we should be. I've said before, they asked me this question on Fox Business Channel one time. And I said, the problem is small business owners are not organized. If we were organized, like unions are, like the AMA is, like the Bar Association is, like AARP is, if we were organized like those groups, and we had the same percentage of representation, we could rule the world, small business owners, because there are that many of us. There are millions. There are tens of millions of us. Plus our employees, who I'm going to presume have a stake in, they think that they have a stake in what's good for small business, for their small business, the one where they draw a paycheck. And so if we could ever get organized, if we could ever explain our story, if we could ever get a place at the table where we had some credibility, then you know we could rule the world, because there are that many of us, and because the things that are good for small business are good for the world. They're fundamental marketplace issues, liberty issues, freedom issues, wealth-creating issues, being fair to everybody issues. They're honest. You and I can't afford, you and I can't get away with being dishonest or too greedy or incompetent. We can't get away with that in the marketplace. You and I can on Main Street, because we're found out. We're going to be found out right away, and we'll be neutralized, we'll be marginalized, we'll be put, you know, become inconsequential. That doesn't happen on Main Street, because there's a bright light shining on all of us. And so so the things that small businesses stand for are good for the world, because they're honest and pure and they're the right things. And so if we could get our values installed more into the leadership of our government, and then I think that would make the world a better place. And the only way to do that is for you and me to get organized. And the way we get organized, you and I can't do this on our own. We're trying to make payroll. And the way we get organized is by joining groups that believe in what we believe in. And there are a few that I want to recommend. I recommend you join your local chamber of commerce. Now, I'm going to talk in a minute about the difference between the local chamber and the U.S. chamber. You've been hearing a lot about that. And I think it's important that we differentiate these groups. I'm part of both of them. I'm connected directly or indirectly to both kinds, the local chamber and the U.S. chamber. And I'll explain that a little bit later on. But you can join your local chamber of commerce, because one of the things that your local chamber does is advocate for Main Street issues locally, statewide, and nationally. It all rolls up. And if your chamber is not doing some of that kind of lobbying for what's good for your Main Street, then you need to get involved at your local level, and you need to find the time to do that. You need to find the time to be involved locally with that, with the advocacy for small business Main Street issues in your local chamber. You could also join your national trade group and make sure that the national trade group speaks for the small business members of your industry. You can also join a couple of organizations that I'd like to recommend. One of them in particular is the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. This is a group that has a very strong reputation, very good reputation, and very strong presence in Washington, D.C. They're based in Washington, D.C. Karen Kerrigan, as you know, and Ray Keating, they're the president and chief economist, respectively, of that organization. Go to that website, sbecouncil.org, and let them know that you want to be part of what they do. Give them some power. Give them some membership power. And they're the people who get invited to the table to debate these issues. Another group that I have supported in the past, and I'm still going to support them, is the NFIB, National Federation of Independent Business. We've had a couple of disagreements in the last year or so, but I'm still supporting them. NFIB, and this is an organization that advocates nationally for small business owners, nationally and statewide. So, folks, we've got to get organized. Regardless of the issue, health care, cap and trade, union bill, minimum wage, free trade, taxes, whatever, regulation, we have to get organized. We have to tell our members of Congress. We have to tell the president, whoever that is, this is what small business owners want. This is what we need. This is what would be good for small business and therefore good for the world. That's what we have to tell them. But we have to tell them en masse. We got to find a way to do that. I'd like to think social media may help us do that. I'm looking forward to that day. 20 after with these messages, I want to talk about the difference between your local chamber and the U.S. chamber. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.